Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. And it's time to catch up with Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com. He joins us online. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Gilly. How are you doing?
Going really well. Now, wasn't it good to catch up a couple of weekends ago? You brought your sisters and their spouses to Orange. I see you frequently, but I haven't seen the girls for a while. It's great to catch up with them and their husbands, mate. You people do it so very, very well.
Mate, we had an absolute ball. We've been up a couple of times. As you might remember, a few years back, we brought just the brothers-in-law for a boys' sort of weekend. And this time we brought the girls, eight of us, in a lovely house in Orange there. And we just spent two nights, wasn't enough, of course, but ate your food and drank your wine. It was just amazing. We had a lovely weekend, a couple of weekends back, that really hot Saturday. But it was just superb. And, you know, I wanted to talk about how great an experience we had, to be honest, in everywhere we went.
Look, you're worldly travelled, so how did we stack up? How do we stack up as a region with regards to our customer service, our hospitality? I know it varies from country to country, but it also varies from town to town, from city to city.
Well, it does, but, I mean, you guys absolutely put it on. I mean, the number, without naming names, of course, really good wine experiences, although there was one which wasn't so good. A business, obviously remain unnamed, we're on the hot day there, obviously had a little bit of a meltdown and let us know. And I remember sort of taking it at first, and then members of our party went, no, we don't actually have to take this. We went back into the car, and I thought, gee whiz, that was actually really uncalled for, no matter how you're feeling. And for me, I mean, it was only one slight in the whole weekend, because everywhere else was right up there, stellar stuff. Yeah. Great quality food, the wine, the service in particular was really good. At a little local restaurant we had breakfast at Millthorpe, we did all that sort of thing. So we got out and about a lot. It was, you know, so I'm not focusing on the one negative, but I just remember saying in the car on the way back, geez, it's unfortunate, but the negative stuff can stick. And what it reminded me of, one of the biggest principles of customer service, which is the only thing you control is how you act and react. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you've got an abusive customer, for example, I'm not saying that we certainly weren't abusive, but if a customer's doing that, then you don't control them. You've got to manage the situation, right, and react and act accordingly. But actually, this was on the shoe was on the other foot. And this person admitted to a meltdown in the heat afterwards, like a day later, and sent a text. But the damage was done. So it's really important to realize that, you know, you don't control COVID. You don't control the restrictions.
You don't control the temperature.
No, gosh, you control none of that. You just control how you choose to act and react. And I teach my kids that all the time. No matter what's going on, how you hold yourself, what you do, how you say it, is the stuff that's in our control. And even when we think we're not, we need to take a breath and say, yes, we can, or yes, I am in charge. And that was the message there. But all in all, mate, really, really wonderful weekend.
Yeah, but I guess, and a bit of a shame, because the one thing that you'll think about, yes, we had a great time there, great time there, great time there. That one thing, that bad experience kind of puts a, well, not only a damper on it, but it's the one that you'll remember, I suppose, the most vividly.
Oh, and we've already started to laugh about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, as a family, we've had a little bit of a joke about it. And yeah, it was probably was a brain explosion in the bath of that particular person. But, you know, our brains are set up that way to remember the bad stuff, so we get protected from it. It's a very primal sort of link in the brain. Ultimately, though, I will remember the positive experiences more, because there were so many more of them. That's absolutely from my heart.
And, you know, the other thing that's sad about this, I know how much money in the past you've spent at this business and how fond you have been of this business up until this experience. So it's a real shame for them in that regard.
A little bit of a heartbreaker there. But, yeah, I'm choosing what to remember. You know, we took 1,000 photos on the weekend, and carrying on, you know, with so much fun with my sisters and their husbands. And so, we're choosing to remember this stuff.
Yeah, fantastic. Anthony Bonici from anthonybonici.com. And as always, mate, you're always welcome in this city. No worries about that, with your family and your friends. Thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers, mate.